gather with some of our allies. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That'll be President Biden's last event, a NATO meeting in Poland before he returns home from a trip that included a visit to Ukraine and his speech yesterday.
The president called the war a tragedy that need not have happened and that it could end with a single word. President Biden said continued conflict reveals a reality.
If Russia stopped invading Ukraine, it would end the war. If Ukraine stopped defending itself against Russia, it would be the end of Ukraine.
And that is why the U.S. and NATO are committed to preserving Ukraine's sovereignty.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Now, China's top diplomat is in Russia.
Russia and China say they have a no-limits friendship, and the U.S. is concerned Beijing might offer military support for the invasion of Ukraine. Senior Chinese diplomat Wang Yi is spending the week in Moscow, and he'll now follow up talks with senior foreign and security officials with a one-on-one with President Putin himself.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Nearly 3 weeks after the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, that has some residents complaining of feeling sick and worried about long-term contamination issues. The EPA is ordering the railroad Norfolk Southern to pay for the cleanup.
I have a lot of confidence in the laws that Congress have given me to have them respond and respond appropriately.
Administrator Michael Regan visited there again and drank tap water to show it and the air are safe. Today, former President Trump, who's running for the White House again, will visit East Palestine. There's another Republican who just entered the 2024 presidential race, Vivek Ramaswamy, a conservative entrepreneur who considers himself anti-woke, he tells Fox.
We have celebrated our diversity and our differences for so long that we forgot all of the ways we're really just the same as Americans.
Winter is hitting a lot of America hard. Storm warning stretch from California and Arizona up to the upper Midwest, northern New England. It'll be a blizzard in many areas. America's listening.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
To Fox News. Republicans blame President Biden's policies for a record surge of illegal immigration. Now, his administration is proposing new rules that could block tens of thousands of migrants from seeking asylum here if they traveled here through a different country like Mexico and did not seek that type of protection there, though there would be some certain exceptions allowed. The proposal, similar to Trump-era regulations, challenged in federal court. Now, Texas's Republican governor is trying to fight the surge with his own border enforcement.
Governor Greg Abbott says the Texas Department of Public Safety has apprehended more than 330,000 migrants crossing the border illegally.
If you're coming toward the United States of America and you are thinking about crossing our border and you're thinking about making your border crossing in the state of Texas, you're picking the wrong state.
Slamming the federal government's policies, noting he's hired a border czar to help reduce illegal immigration, accelerate the building of the state's own border wall, and has designated cartels as terrorist organizations to stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. The Biden administration has said it's working on border security solutions and humane immigration reform. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A Democrat won a special election in Virginia for the only vacant seat in the House. Jennifer McClellan will be the first black woman to represent that state in Congress. On Wall Street, it may not be as negative a day. Futures have been up slightly the day after the biggest sell-off of the year. The Dow plunged almost 700 points. The Nasdaq dropped nearly 300 on worry about the effect of higher interest rates.
In the spotlight, earnings from Walmart and Home Depot, the nation's biggest retailer, reporting strong results but guiding lower on earnings for the year, while Home Depot missed revenue estimates and posted disappointing comp store sales. Meanwhile, existing home sales in January falling to their lowest level in 12 years.
That's Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.